part one of two for Garden Development Podcast. If you're lucky enough to be living where the garden is already in and you're just waiting for the first harvest, I'll admit, I'm very envious. But for those of us stuck in seemingly never-ending Arctic weather, we still have time before we can put ours in. That doesn't mean we can't think about the gardens, though. And really, we should, especially since many listening now may be new to growing your own foods. Even though it is February, and we may not think we'll ever see green grass and warm weather again, it will come, and we do need to start looking seriously at what our garden will be. As earlier discussed in the New Century Homesteader blog, the first thing to do is to start making decisions on what will be in the garden. Of course, as the garden becomes reality, there may be some changes and you might run across some new plants or seeds that you really want to add, but you'd be surprised at how much you will actually stay to your plan, at least the first year. So now you have decided what will be in the garden. If you're buying all your plants started, then you're pretty well resigned to waiting for the nurseries to produce, although you can draw your garden's layout. This isn't a must, but if you're not sure about what you're doing or feel intimidated by the thoughts of a big, empty spot of dirt with a pile of plants sitting next to it, then a rough sketch of what you'd like to do may be helpful. And if you do a sketch, allow for changes when the garden actually goes in. However, with all of that said, if you're starting with seeds, you may have some thinking to do.